Welcome to the Upfront Investor. I'm Dale Gillam, Chief Analyst at Wealth Within, and this is my market wrap for the 22nd of June. Today is the last day that people can take advantage of the government's tax incentive to place up to $1 million into super funds. In speaking to a number of people who have set up self-managed super funds as a result of this offer, it is evident that they are unaware of the compliance requirements of running a self-managed super fund. This is supported by the recent Australian Audit Office report, which found that around 25,000 self-managed super funds had failed to lodge a tax return. While I'm a strong supporter of investors controlling their assets, three issues need to be made clear. Firstly, there is work involved in operating a self-managed super fund in comparison to a managed super fund. Secondly, if compliance issues are not handled correctly, it will potentially cost the investor a lot of money. And thirdly, the individual is the investment manager of the fund. Therefore, they need to have a working knowledge of the various investment vehicles available to them. If people are not prepared to take the time to understand these issues, it might be better for their superannuation to stay where it is. So what's happening on the market? It's now 17 days since the All Ordinaries Index achieved its all-time high of 6,437 points on the 4th of June. And in that time, prices swung up and down within a 4% range. Last week, I indicated that current weakness in the market will continue for a number of weeks, which has certainly been the case. I also stated that it was an increased probability that the All Ordinaries Index was falling into its yearly low. Now, to confirm this, we need to see the market fall below the low of 6,200 points, which it achieved on the 13th of June, which I expect will happen in the next few trading days. Once this occurs, I believe the market will continue to trade down to between 6,000 and 5,900 points before it finds support. As I've previously indicated, it is highly likely that the fall will last into mid-July, after which I believe the market will trade up strongly once again. I'm Dale Gillam, Chief Analyst at Wealth Within, and that's my market wrap